But joining us on the line right now is Fiona Broadbent, the project coordinator at EcoBarge Sea Cleanups. Fiona, tell us about this cleanup that's happening at Shute Harbour.
Yep, no worries at all. Yes, we've got a cleanup. It's going to kick off at 10 a.m. on Wednesday morning. So we're going to be meeting our volunteers just in the car park by where the ferries come in. There's a little beach and a park just next to it. So just around there, we'll meet at 10. And we're going to be doing a big cleanup. This cleanup is part of Reef Blitz, which is a month-long initiative to encourage citizen science. It's also funded by the Mackay Whitsunday Healthy Rivers to Reef Partnership. So we're going to hopefully get as many volunteers as possible on board, clean up, and then we'll do a bit of a count and sort where we'll look through the rubbish and the litter that we've found, work out how much we've got, and all that information will then be uploaded onto the Australian Marine Debris Initiative database for future research.
Good on you for doing this, and hopefully there's a good turnout there to help you out. I've not been to Shute Harbour in a while. How bad is it in terms of rubbish?
There's still a lot of stuff down there. You get a lot down the side of the roads, falling out the back of utes and things like that, as well as all in the mangroves. So at the time of this cleanup, we should have quite a low tide, which means we will be able to get in around the mangroves and clean up there. Any marine debris that's washed up around there we'll be able to remove as well. So,
if you've cleaned up around that area before, what's like the most common type of rubbish that you're seeing? Is it like people's coffee cups? Is it straws? Like what's the main stuff you're noticing?
It differs quite a lot between if it's roadside rubbish or mangrove rubbish. In the mangroves, we find a lot of rope, a lot of sort of plastic bags, a lot of fishing line, things like that all tangled in amongst the mangroves. We get in and untangle it all and get it out. Along the side of the roads, it's more of your local litter, cups and straws and things like that as well. So we get sort of a bit of both down at Shute.
Yeah, I suppose that's really important, especially people that are fishing. If they're leaving all of their junk there after they've had a fish, like it's just so important to, you know, if they want to keep fishing, we've got to look after the marine life. So
exactly,
to pick your crap up after you, basically.
Yes.
definitely. so it'll be interesting to see what we find tomorrow. The last time we did a really big cleanup at Shute, we've done a few little ones, but the last really big one we did was after Cyclone Debbie. So it'll be interesting to see what sort of things we're finding there now this time around.
All right. So if anyone wants to come along and volunteer, is there anything that they should bring along, anything that's advisable, what, gloves or something like that?
We'll provide all the equipment. The only thing we ask is that they wear enclosed shoes, because especially if we are walking around the rocks and the mangroves and stuff. So, enclosed shoes that are fairly grippy. We'll provide all the other equipment, and we're also putting on a lunch for all the volunteers as well.
Thanks very much, Fiona.
No worries. Have a good day.